Here's Pastor Brian as he begins this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week we're going to be looking at the Roman Catholic theology in relationship to justification. And actually, this will be the first week of a four-week series on the subject. And I'd like to give you two reasons as to why we need to look at the theology of the Roman Catholic Church to this extent. First of all, it's been estimated that approximately 22% of those living in the United States are Roman Catholic, which is approximately 52 million people. And throughout the entire world, there's approximately 18% of the population is Roman Catholic, which would be at least 1 billion people. So the Roman Catholic Church has definitely influenced a great number of people. Then looking at it scripturally from Jude verses 3 and 4, especially focusing in verse 4, it warns us about the different false doctrines that will creep into the church. Because in verse 4 reads, "For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." And so the two main attacks on doctrine will be in relationship to the grace of God as well as to the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've done a number of programs proving and supporting the deity of Jesus Christ from Scripture, but now we want to focus on this aspect of grace and how grace has been stored in the church, particularly in the Roman Catholic Church. So this week, our program will focus on justification in Roman Catholic theology with specific emphasis on works, grace, the sacraments, and the role of the Roman Catholic Church in salvation. And I want you to know that everything that I'll be reading will come from documents that are written by Roman Catholics that are authoritative, so I'm not putting words into their own mouth or making up their theology or misunderstanding it. I'll read directly from their own sources. And actually, I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church for the first 19 years of my life, so I personally understand it from the personal experiences as well as studying it from their own documents. And what I'd like to do in our studies is to equip you on how to minister to the Roman Catholics that are among you, among your family, as well as that you'd properly understand what they teach. Not what someone has said that they teach, but from their own documents and understanding what true Roman Catholic theology is and how that squares up with the Scriptures. I want to start right off by reading from the Council of Trent in their documents, which basically occurred from 1545 to 1563. And what the Catholic Church did is they gathered together at Trent, which was actually a response to the Reformation led by Martin Luther. And they have some very telling statements on their position as to justification by faith and what they actually teach on the subject of justification. So I'm going to read four different quotes from the Council of Trent and their writings. And this first one comes from Canon 9. It says, "If anyone shall say that the sinner is justified by faith alone, meaning that nothing else is required to cooperate in order to obtain the grace of justification, and it is not in any way necessary to be prepared by the action of his own will, let him be anathema." Also from Canon 24, it reads, "If anyone shall say that the justice received is not preserved and also increased before God through good works, but that those works are merely the fruit and signs of justification attained, but not the cause of its increase, let them be anathema." So the second statement is teaching that justification is preserved by one's works and is actually increased, showing that in Roman Catholic theology that you could truly never know that you're truly saved or that justification is never completed in this life. And to teach that works are actually a fruit or sign of justification, hear this anathema, or as Paul says in the book of Galatians, let them be accursed. Two other statements from the same document read as follows. "If anyone shall say that men are justified either by the sole imputation of the righteousness of Christ or by the sole remission of sins, to the exclusion of the grace and charity that is poured forth in their hearts by the Holy Spirit and remains in them, or also that the grace by which we are justified is only the goodwill of God, let them be anathema." And this statement is an exact contradiction to what Paul says in Romans chapter 4. Where it says, "If anyone shall say that men are justified either by the sole imputation of the righteousness of Christ." That's the exact words that Paul says in referring to Abraham in Romans chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4. It says, "For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt." And that word accounted is the exact word imputed, credited to a person's account. And here it says that Abraham was justified by faith, or the righteousness of Jesus Christ was imputed to him simply by faith. And the statement that I just read completely contradicts the scriptures of Romans chapter 4. One final statement of the Roman Catholic's position on justification is as follows. "If anyone shall say that justifying faith is nothing else but confidence in divine mercy, which remits sins for Christ's sake, or that it is this confidence alone which justifies, let him be anathema. Now, the Roman Catholic Church has not taken back these statements which they have made. So the basic position of Roman Catholic theology on the subject of justification, that it's not by God's grace alone, it is actually a combination of man's faith in the Lord plus his works, increasing justification as well as maintaining it. And that's why in Roman Catholic theology, that a man's salvation or their justification before God could actually be lost through what they would term a mortal sin. Let me read a statement to you from the New Catholic Encyclopedia on the subject of justification. It reads as follows: man's justification remains imperfect and is always precarious. It can be undone by mortal sin and is always perfectible or capable of growth in grace. And so what this is saying is that man could never know that he's truly saved before God because it's always imperfect, his standing before God. It could be undone by mortal sin. Now, a mortal sin in Roman Catholic theology is a serious sin, which could actually undo man's state or position before God of being right with him. Because man's position before God of being right is not based on faith, but is actually based on faith plus works. The statement also says it is always perfectible and capable of growth in grace. Now, what they're doing is they're confusing the understanding of sanctification, which is our growing in the image and likeness of Christ, with the subject of justification. And the bottom line is that it's a teaching that man is saved by faith and grace plus works. Basically, everything I've read in relationship to Roman Catholic theology would be completely inconsistent with Romans chapter 5, verse 1, where it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's important to understand that the phrase having been justified is in the past tense. It's a completed act, and the result is that now we have peace with God. That means that the barrier of sin has been removed, and now I'm in a right standing with God. I'm at peace with him. I'm no longer his enemy or at enmity with God, as Romans 5 goes on to describe that person outside of Jesus Christ. It's also extremely important to notice in chapter 5, verse 1, it says, having been justified by faith. That's the only way that this could be a completed act, because it's based on my works. That means I could always do more works to perfect this justification. Or if it's based on my sin, that when I sin, justification is broken, then man could never be at peace with God. Let me give a little example from Hamlet, how this Roman Catholic theology has actually influenced this drama. Hamlet wanted to kill his uncle, who had first killed his father and then married his mother. And he had an opportunity at one time to kill him, but didn't make use of the opportunity because the man had just been to confession. He wanted to kill him in an act of sin so that there'd be no hope for him beyond the grave. So the understanding here is if a person commits a mortal sin, that means they're separated from God. And if they die in that state, there's no hope for them to enter into God's eternal kingdom. And that is the precarious situation that Roman Catholics are in. They never know if they're saved. And it always leads to a sense of guilt and condemnation, where Romans 8:1 teaches us that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And they're never at peace with God. It's a horrible place to be because there's never the experience of what Hebrews describes of entering into that rest that Jesus Christ has for us. Let me read to you an insightful quote from John Ankerberg in his little pamphlet, The Facts on Roman Catholicism. He writes, for Catholics, justification fluctuates in the life of a believer. It is not a completed act of God. Rather, it is based on the grace-empowered works of sinful people for its maintenance, which basically means that works are what maintains a person's justification before God. And quoting from the Roman Catholic Catechism, number 2091 and 2092, they call it a sin of presumption to presume you are saved by God's mercy without merit. This would be in direct contradiction with such passages as John 3:36, which says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. There's passages in 1 John and the Gospel of John that say that you could know that you have eternal life, like 1 John 1:7, also 1 John 5:11 and 5:13, then also from the Gospel of John chapter 5 and verse 24. Those are passages which teach that we could know that we are truly saved and it's a completed act of God. I hope that this program has helped you better understand what the Roman Catholic Church teaches on justification, and that you can see it is in contradiction to clear biblical teaching.